Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Dre Williams, a postpartum wellness coach committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey with compassion and expertise. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling postpartum life. Let's get into this episode. Hey mamas, welcome to our Countdown to Black Friday series. I'm so glad you're here. This week, we're diving into all things wellness for moms during the holiday season, because we need it. The holidays bring a lot of joy, right? But if you're like me, you know, they can also bring a lot of stress, especially for us postpartum moms who often carry the responsibility of making the season special. Even for your little one's first holiday, like, it can just be so much. But even if you are not a postpartum mom and you're still a mom, it's still just as stressful. So let's kick things off with a topic that often gets overlooked during this busy time: self-care. And before I even dive into that, make sure that after this episode, if you thought this content was valuable, make sure you leave a review. I'm trying to get the reviews up. But let me tell you a quick story. 2 years ago, right around this time, I remember feeling completely burned out. I had spent weeks planning gifts, organizing family gatherings, because I wanted to give the best experience ever to my son on his first Christmas. Because why not? You know, we want to take them to go see Santa, we want to decorate ornaments, we want to take them to see lights, do all kinds of things. Even when the baby is little, might not remember it, but getting the pictures and stuff is a great memory for us, right? But I had spent so much time doing all that, and one evening, after what I felt like an entire day of ripping and running, I was preparing for bed, and I realized that I couldn't remember the last time I sat down just to breathe. I mean, really just be. Okay, you ever know that moment where you just sit there and you're doing nothing? You're not on your phone, you're not talking to anyone, you're not listening to music, you're just sitting enjoying that silence. I felt like I was moving from one task to another all day. So trying to just make everything, air quotes y'all, perfect for everyone else, but barely keeping myself together. And you know, the funny thing is that I know I'm not alone in this. So many of us feel this way, but don't talk about it. We go into the holidays with the hope of creating these beautiful memories for us. You know, even we say for the kids, but it's mostly for us, because you always want to have that moment to look back in your photos and the videos of like that experience that happened. Because in hindsight, these moments pass fast, right? They go by fast. But in the midst of all that, you can really end up feeling completely drained, like there's nothing left for us. You know, we want to be able to enjoy the season, right? But here's the thing I want you to remember: you deserve to enjoy this season too. This isn't just about getting everything done or keeping everyone else happy. It's about finding that balance and making sure you're cared for too. And you know, when I say balance, it's about prioritizing what matters to you, because at the end of the day, different priorities shift on, let's say, the scoreboard, right? Or is it like the charts? Let's say the charts. They shift, right? But if you know what matters to you, you're going to keep focused on those things and let other things be on the shelf or get to it, you know, when you get to it, right? But as moms, we know we are the backbone of holiday preparations. We're the one who's doing the decorations, the cooking, making sure that we have the cute outfits for the family photos. I know I'm a big one on the family pajamas. Like, that's my thing. In October, I'm like, I gotta get these pajamas so we can take pictures in front of the Christmas tree. I don't play about that, right? And we're continuing. We're buying the gifts. We're decorating. We're doing all the things, right, to make these moments special. But if we're not careful, all these added pressures can leave us feeling depleted before we even get to enjoy the season. You know, when it comes to Christmas Day, you sit down and see the opening gifts, it feels so good, but internally you feel tired, right? So today I want to talk to you why self-care is so important during the holidays and how you can make it work even when your plate is already full. Self-care, I don't even know why I cannot speak right now. Self-care doesn't have to mean taking hours away from your family or ignoring responsibilities, right? It doesn't have to be a big grand gesture. It can be something small, intentional practices that keep you grounded. It's about finding what works for you, what keeps you going without burning out. Because let me tell you, when you take care of yourself, you actually have more to give to the people you love. Can I tell that to you one more time? When you take care of yourself, you actually have more to give to the people you love, including yourself. Let's break down a few ways you can start adding self-care into your holiday season right now. Think of these as small things that won't add to your to-do list, but instead help you stay present. You want to first set aside even 5 minutes a day just for yourself. This could be something as simple as enjoying a cup of tea or coffee, whatever you drink to get you energized, right? Pumped up. Drinking it in peace before the house wakes up, or stepping outside for a quick breath of fresh air. And if it's cold where you are, you know, maybe you want to sit by the window and look out of it. Whatever works, right? The goal is to have a moment of calm. A reminder that you're a person outside of the holiday to-do. You're not a robot. You're not a machine. You are human. And it's okay to need a break and just want to be in peace sometimes. Whew. My next one is to prioritize rest. And I know, what's rest, right? I hear that all the time during the holidays. But really take moments to close your eyes, breathe, and unwind, even if it's a power nap or going to bed 15 minutes earlier. These little adjustments can make a huge difference. Like, I know for me, I have been in a season lately where I'm just like, I got to go to sleep when the kids go to sleep because I'm tired. And you never know what time they're going to wake up, because it just depends on how they feel, right? So that's the way I'm pouring into myself. So as much as I tell you guys, I am actually doing the same. And my husband reminds me, you need to rest. You need to close the laptop. You need to make sure that you're pouring into yourself. And he's my accountability partner. So, you know, find your accountability partner. Even if you're like, I need one. Well, I got something for each of you just for that. But my next one is set your boundaries on holiday expectations. We often put pressure on ourselves to make the holidays look a certain way. I know I talk about this in a later episode about how we're ripping and running, going to everybody's house, taking all your bags, getting the baby in and out of the car seat, right? But sometimes you just need to say no. You know, depending on your level of energy, because it's not just about having a perfect holiday. It's about making sure that you're not burning out. Because sometimes those Pinterest perfect visions just aren't realistic. And that's okay. It's okay. Because some things are meant for some seasons and some you got to pass. Okay. Remember that your family loves you for who you are. Not for having a perfect tree or the best amazing holiday meal. Take a few moments to think about what really matters to you this season. And give yourself permission to let go of it. Give yourself permission to let go of the rest. Give yourself permission. Even if you are a type A personality that's like me, sometimes you just gotta let things go. And my last one is reach out for support. This can be family, friends, or a group of moms who get it. And if you're listening right now, I want you to know that my Nurturing the Mama membership was designed to give moms a space where they can get that support without judgment. I know I've been talking a lot about it to you guys. It's a new membership I created just for you all because I want you to have a place where you can connect, a place to recharge, even if it's just in small ways, and connect with other women, moms at that, who truly understand the ups and downs of this season. Because in my Nurturing the Mama membership, we focus on building these bite-sized self-care routines. We work on finding ways to make self-care feel natural and make it go into our life, not creating it around it, right? It's not like something you just add to your already full plate. Imagine being able to create a self-care routine that feels doable, no matter how busy you are, all right? I see so many moms who are struggling to find even a few minutes for themselves, feeling like they're missing out on the joy of the season because they're so exhausted. I don't want that for you this year. And if you're someone who's struggling to just figure out how to make time for yourself, or create that balance that you want that works for you, this membership could be exactly what you need to prevent burnout, feel recharged, and stay present during the holidays. And when you get through the holidays, you're going to want to keep going because you're going to be like, this membership is amazing. I wish I had this, right? When you make even a little time for yourself consistently, you'll start to notice a shift in how you feel. You won't reach the end of the day feeling completely drained. Instead, you'll have those little pockets of energy moments when you feel refreshed. Imagine moving through this holiday season feeling more present, more joyful, and even able to handle those unexpected challenges without feeling like you're on the brink of exhaustion. The truth is, we can't control everything that comes our way, especially as moms, okay? If you've been in motherhood, you know, you understand, right? But we can control how we care for ourselves. And I believe that when we do that, we're not just filling our cups for us. We're filling them so that we can pour out love, patience, especially if you have a toddler, and joy to the people we care about. I know for me, taking even a few minutes to recharge makes me a better mom, a better wife, and even just a better coach. Like, if I take that moment, I'm great. I know there are times when you can get exhausted, especially during Christmas Eve when you're trying to prepare everything. Especially, y'all know, trying to get the little glitter with the oatmeal for the reindeer, trying to cook the cookies, trying to make sure you got your Christmas music going, all the things, right? But you want to make sure that you can enjoy those things, because I realized that if you miss out on really connecting and enjoying these moments, you're going to be like, man, I wish I would have not worried about so many of the other things that didn't really matter. Even though it's nice to have, but it's not always the most important thing. And I promised myself that I wouldn't let that happen again. That experience is what inspired me. Like, just the experience of, like, you know, when you were focused on, you're trying to do all the things for Christmas Eve, and you miss the moments that's most important, right? And that's one of the reasons why I'm really just doing these challenges during the holiday season, making sure that you guys have what you need. It's a place. Navigating postpartum wellness is a place where you can learn to manage the stress and the responsibilities that come with motherhood while also getting the chance to fill your own cup, which is why I created Nurturing Mama Membership. It's something I wished I had back then. And that's why I'm so passionate about sharing with you now. I love doing the videos. I love showing up for you all because you deserve it. So if any of this resonates with you, stay tuned throughout this week. I promise I'll be sharing more strategies, tips, and even a special Black Friday offer that could be the best self-care gift you deserve this season. This offer will be something that can give you the tools and support you need to feel balanced, joyful, and supported. Not only during the holidays, but as we head into the brand new year. Thank you for joining me today. And don't forget to come back tomorrow for day two, where we'll be talking about avoiding holiday burnout. Can't wait to talk to you. And as always, if you enjoyed this episode, please share with another mom who could use this little more support this season, especially because Thanksgiving coming up next week, y'all. So make sure you pour into each other. Just remember, you're not alone in this, and together we can make this holiday season one to remember. Until next time. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself because you deserve it.